You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You've heard from Bill and Gary. Now it's time to hear from the players inside the locker room. It's Green and Gold Overtime with Joe Zenzola on The Fan.
Welcome in, Packers fans. That's right. The Green Bay Packers knocking off the Chicago Bears 10-3 at Soldier Field. I'm not sure how many of you really thought the Packers would win in the first week of the season. I think a lot of you had the same questions that I had for months as to whether or not this offense would work out. This defense could be really good. I mean, we threw this out there for a while and thrown out the question the last couple of days, you know, give us your predictions for the Packers. Give us what you expect in this game. And what we got was a lot of, well, I don't know what the Packers are going to do. I don't know how they're going to look. How am I supposed to make any assessment or judgment about the Green Bay Packers because we haven't seen them in the preseason? I mean, we hardly saw the Packers' first team defense. We saw them in that game against Baltimore, and they looked pretty slow. We didn't see the majority of the guys in the Packers' first team offense, including the man himself, Aaron Rodgers. Tonight, some of it translated over. Tonight, we saw the Green Bay Packers' offense, quote-unquote, terrible in their first three series. That was from Matt LaFleur himself. That's what he told Michelle Tafoya at halftime. Yeah, there's some things to work out offensively, but when you have a new system, you're trying to be on the same page, you're trying to integrate more of the run game, yeah, it's going to take some time. Oh, and by the way, you're going up against arguably the best defense in the NFL in the Chicago Bears, and they were on tonight. They played their tails off. Khalil Mack, Akeem Hicks, Roy Robertson-Harris, Roquan Smith, Leonard Floyd. I mean, you go down the list. That is a killer defense, and the Bears Dave showed up tonight. We all saw it coming. So we got a lot to get to. We're going to break this down. Yes, we're going to continue to take your calls at 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. You can also reach us a million different ways on Facebook, facebook.com/1057FM The Fan, over on Twitter at 1057FM The Fan. You can follow me as well. I'm at Radio Joe Sports, taking you guys up to 1 a.m. We will go inside the locker room. We will hear from Aaron Rodgers still. David Bakhtiari had some things to say. Davante Adams had some things to say. Even J.K. Scott, the punter. That's the unsung hero of tonight's game is J.K. Scott. As much as we want to talk about the defense and how well they played, and believe me, they played their tails off, J.K. Scott tonight pinning the Bears punt after punt after punt after punt. I think it's safe to say that draft pick on J.K. Scott, what was that, like a fifth round pick for a punter. I know some people were not happy about that pick from Brian Gutekunst at the time. Well, I think he's starting to come into his own. And remember, this is a guy who was punting at Alabama, for crying out loud. So that was good. So we'll go through all of that. Also, Baby Tausch from the Wendy's Big Show. He's down at Soldier Field. He was down in the locker room. Get Baby Tausch's reaction to this game as well. He's going to join us coming up at 12:35. But again, we'll take in your calls, 414-799-1250. If you're up, God bless you. I could literally be talking to myself for the next hour, but that's okay. Because there is just so much to go through in this Packers game. There really is. And this Packers defense, sitting there just watching them, series after series, I don't know what Mike Pettine has put into them, but that was just a disciplined group tonight. Correct me if I'm wrong, were there any boneheaded mistakes from this defense? Clearly the Chicago Bears had their fair share of boneheaded mistakes, holding calls left and right, two delay of games on the same series, a series in which the Bears were finally putting together a drive. You know, you had that big pass to David Montgomery up the seam, and it seemed like the Bears had something going. It seemed like there was finally going to be a sieve in that Packer defense. And then the Bears just making these dumb penalties. And then they go back, and now they're looking at a 51-yard field goal, and they decide not to go to Eddie Pinheiro. They decide to go for it on 4th and 10, and that Packer defense shows up again to stuff them. But again, it was just discipline. Discipline, discipline. And you saw the guys that Brian Gutekunst went out and signed for, paid big money for, and they all showed up tonight. All those guys on D. Za'Darius Smith showed up. The speed on the edge, it's looking really good. It's not Clay Matthews out there. That's not Nick Perry out there. That was good to see him off the edge. Whether he was standing up or he had his hand in the dirt, they had Za'Darius Smith coming off a couple of different ways, and he was effective. Preston Smith. Now, I remember I was up at training camp this year, finally for the first time. I had never had a chance to go up to Packers training camp. And I'm up there with Mike Clemens. And the one thing Clemens kept telling me over and over is, I have not seen anything out of Preston Smith in practice. And that, to me, was kind of the alarm. It's like, okay, so you're starting to watch Preston Smith in practice, not doing a whole lot. And then again, you didn't really see him do much in the Baltimore game in the limited amount of reps that he actually had. Well, Preston Smith showed up in a big way tonight. I mean, he had a couple of pass breakups. He had a sack and a half. He had that sack right at the end of the game to ice things. He was effective off the edge. And these are two guys combined that you are investing $57 million in. It's paying off so far, isn't it? Then on top of it, you know, this whole debate about safety, whether the Packers had the right safety in Adrian Amos or the Chicago Bears had the right safety in HaHa Clinton Dix. Well, guess who showed up tonight? It was Adrian Amos. HaHa got his hands dirty. Don't get me wrong. He did. But Adrian Amos, key interception late in the end zone when the Bears finally had their best drive of the game, you could say, especially in that two-minute situation. But he had the pick. He was also involved in another play early where the Bears are trying to get a first down inches, and him and Kenny Clark blow up the middle, and they're able to get a TFL out of it. It's just incredible. Oh, and by the way, the guy you drafted in the first round, Darnell Savage, he also showed up tonight. He was flying around. He had a couple of near interceptions. See, that's what happens when you try to be a little bit smarter with your offseason additions, when you go out and get free agents. Give me more of that every week. That defense really played their tails off tonight. I am just really impressed with what this Packers defense had to offer. Now, offensively, yeah, I know. It didn't look good. You know, you're looking at this box score. I remember at halftime looking at the box score with the Packers run game. And again, this is an offense that's going to be predicated a lot on the run game this year. You're going to see a lot of Aaron Jones. You're going to see a lot of Aaron Jones catching the football. You're going to see a lot of Jamal Williams. Danny Vitale was supposed to be heavily utilized in this kind of offense. Bring him back, the fullback. Well, at halftime, you only had 7 total rushing yards from the Packer run game. That wasn't good. You couldn't get it going. And total for the game, Packers rush just for a total of 47 yards. That's it, on 22 carries, 2.1 average. But the difference was, when the Packers were starting to get things moving offensively, you saw a lot of quick passes from Aaron Rodgers. And while it looked sloppy early, there was the turning point was that timeout that they made. It was on the 4th drive. They had 3 just absolutely god-awful first drives. Aaron Rodgers comes out. They call a timeout after just starting a new quarter. And all of a sudden, that offense found its groove, and it included that huge deep pass to Marquez Valdes-Scantling, the touchdown to Jimmy Graham. That felt pretty good. But you just saw a lot of quick passes, and there were times where that offensive line finally did a better job containing the containing the Bears' front 7. But it's still a work in progress. I think we can all agree that, yes, you can't get really too upset with what the Packer offense put out there tonight. You were dealing with a tough Bears defense. It's just plain simple. But as we go along in the season, as we wait and see what this Packers team is going to do offensively and whether or not they can put up some big points year in, or week in and week out, well, right now it's still going to be a work in progress. And if that Packer defense shows up every week, the Packers, I think, are going to be in a really good spot. Keep in mind, not only did you just win at Soldier Field, 5 of your next 6 games are at home. 5 of your next 6. Crazy. You got to take advantage. You have to. 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. It is Green and Gold Overtime here on The Fan. And again, for those of you listening on the statewide network, radio.com app, from the Green and Gold postgame show, thank you for hanging around tonight. By all means, you can call if you're in La Crosse or Eau Claire or Green Bay. Again, we're taking your calls going all the way up to 1 a.m. and a lot to get to from inside the locker room. Let's go to Michael in Virginia. Michael, he's listening on the radio.com app. What's going on, man?
Nothing much. Just want to say I've been listening to this radio station probably for 7-8 years now. And appreciate the effort you guys put in, but been a Packers fan obviously my whole life. But no matter where I've gone, you know, whether it's military or Virginia, no matter where I'm at, just want to say thank you first of all.
Thank you for listening.
Oh, of course. I'm the only crazy person probably on the Eastern Seaboard listening to this radio show. Getting prepared for a hurricane as well.
Yeah, be safe.
Yep. Oh, I will. But my question is, because you know the pundits will come out tomorrow, and Mitch, you know, the easy thing is to say Mitch Trubisky is a terrible quarterback, but it wasn't like he was terrible last year for the Bears. So my question is, what was the better performance, the Packers defense versus the Bears offense? Or, you know, the Packers offense against the Bears defense, because, you know, it was easy to say after the first quarter, you know, it's like, oh, my God, you know, Packers have like minus 1,000 yards of offense, you know. But I think it's kind of when you take small numbers and do that, I think it's easy to, you know, to project down and be like, oh, man, this team's not playing great. But I also think you have to give credit to the Bears. They're probably – the top 3 or 4 defenses in the NFL, and I'm not sure if the Packers will face a better front 7 all year. But just kind of curious of your thoughts. You know, is there any hesitancy in your takeaways that it was Mitch Trubisky playing quarterback? Because I'll say this, Mitch Trubisky wasn't blocking. You know, the Bears' offensive line isn't terrible, and the Packers right. seem to penetrate that with normalcy. So just kind of curious of your thoughts, you know, the Packers' offense versus their defense and Packers defense versus the Bears offense, and just kind of what do you see us in going forward? And just again, I appreciate the extra Packers coverage because I'm a night owl and I just can't get enough Packers, especially after a win. So go Pack go, and thanks again, I super appreciate it.
Yep, you got it, Michael, and again, thanks for listening in Virginia, and be safe from Hurricane Dorian because that is hitting the Eastern Seaboard right now. Yeah, it is a good question, you know, and a lot of times we do this as a topic, whether it's on the Bill Michael Show or Chuck and Winkler or on the Big Show, and again, we'll have you guys all covered 6A to 6P on The Fan, really 5.5 hours from now, Chuck and Winkler are going to be on the air. But, you know, I'm looking at this tonight, better matchup, who played better? To me, the Packers defense going up the Bears offense, from what I saw, was more impressive than vice versa, Packer offense going up against the Bears defense, and here's why. Yes, Mitch Trubisky, a lot of the guys in Chicago, a lot of the pundits down there, they have no clue if Trubisky's going to take this next step as a quarterback. You know, one of the questions I kept seeing from our sister station down at The Score, you know, they kept throwing out, you know, is Mitch Trubisky good? Is he a good quarterback? It was the same question all offseason, and it became a bit because they really didn't know if what they were seeing on film is, well, can this guy be a top 10 quarterback, or is he more of a top 20, or is he more of a top 30? I'm not really sure what to make of Mitch Trubisky, but I'll say this. His offensive line protecting him, very good offensive line. I think they have a top 10 offensive line in the National Football League. I think his receivers and Allen Robinson, and Anthony Miller, and Taylor Gabriel, and Trey Burton when he's healthy, I think that's a good group. I think those are some good, talented guys to throw to. We saw some good catches tonight from Allen Robinson in tight coverage from these Packer corners. And I think a lot of you guys are big fans of Tariq Cohen because he's probably on your fantasy team. And I think a lot of people are buying high into David Montgomery, who made some big plays tonight as well for the Bears. I think when it's all said and done, to hold the Chicago Bears and that offense, and again, there's some talented pieces there, to just 3 points on their home turf, I think that is a big deal. I really do. I don't think you can completely say that this Bears offense sucks. I think this Bears offense is going to be able to put up some points this season. It may not be totally from Mitch Trubisky. You might see some big games out of David Montgomery and Tariq Cohen. That's not a bad 1-2 punch. And we saw this Bears offense last season have games where they were able to put up significant points. 414-799-1250. Let's go to Philip in Greenfield. Philip, you're on Green and Gold Overtime. What's up?
Hey, guys. Hot take. J.K. Scott, first NFL MVP punter. No, but in all seriousness, what he did tonight was remarkable, in my opinion. When he needed to kick it long, he boomed it. When he needed to kick it inside the 20, he did it. I mean, I don't think when you kick that well, you're another defensive player, and he performed awesome tonight.
He really did, Philip, and thanks for the call. I mean, it was just – we saw this – see, this is one guy we actually got a taste of in the preseason. One of the few starting guys – because, again, J.K. Scott had no competition when it came to punter. You had Mason Crosby and Sam Ficken going back and forth with a place kicker, but when it came to punter, J.K. Scott was the guy. He had zero competition whatsoever. I saw it in training camp, the way he was booming those putts, and I saw it again in these preseason games. He was punting in all these preseason games. And you saw him have significant hang time on the punts, and you saw him pinning these guys deep inside the 20. Time and time again, you were able to flip the field on the Chicago Bears. Field position became such a key thing in this game. Yeah, you weren't seeing this crazy amount of points, but you were able to put the Bears back, and I mean back, in a lot of situations. That was big. J.K. Scott, yes, I think a lot of you could say tonight that J.K. Scott was the MVP of this game. Packers certainly have a keeper there. Well worth the fifth-round pick. 414-799-1250 is the phone number. Again, you can hit us up a million different ways. Follow us on Twitter at 1057FM The Fan. Also, at Radio Joe Sports. That's where I am. And you can also go over to Facebook. The conversation continues there. Facebook.com/1057FM The Fan. Again, coming up next, we'll take more of your calls. We'll also hear from Aaron Rodgers, get his thoughts on the game. He also says something really interesting on NBC. We'll play that for you as well. Bill Baby Tao Schmidt, he's going to join us at 12:35 from Soldier Field. He was down in the locker room. A lot to get to still. It's Green and Gold Overtime. Radio Joe with you here on The Fan.
Should be the final play before the two-minute warning. Third and 10. Trubisky to the end zone, and it's going to be picked off. It's Adrian Amos who comes back to haunt his old team. The Chicago safety who signed as a free agent with Green Bay picks it off, and Green Bay...
That highlight courtesy of NBC Sports. Al Michaels on the call. Welcome back. It's Green and Gold Overtime here on The Fan, taking you up to 1 a.m. Thanks for staying up late. Radio Joe Zanzola with you. Packers win 10-3 over the Chicago Bears. Yeah, I'll admit it. You see our prediction videos that we do, and we do these weekly. I didn't have the Packers winning, but I had my reasons. Again, you're not sure what the offense is going to look like. It's a whole new system. Aaron Rodgers trying to get familiar with it. And oh, and by the way, you're taking on arguably the best defense in the National Football League. And not to mention you're at Soldier Field. I know the Packers have, you know, Aaron Rodgers had a lot of success at Soldier Field, but it just didn't sit well with me. And it's not like winning this first game all of a sudden now has to change your expectations immediately and say, well, maybe they can be a Super Bowl team. Let's just slow our roll. It's one game. Let's see where we are in a month. Let's see where we are going into the Dallas game. You know, you're going to go through three straight home games now at Lambeau, Minnesota coming up on the docket. You also got Denver and Philadelphia. I'll gladly take two out of three. If you can go 3-1 to start the month, that's a really good spot, especially since a lot of your home games are in the first half of the season. And then you go on the long, long road trip where you are literally going from coast to coast. There's a lot that needs to happen, but this was a huge win tonight for the Packers. Huge for this defense. And maybe this is the defense that we're hoping for. Maybe this was the defense on paper where you thought, with all these additions that Brian Gutekunst put out there and signed and paid the big money, unlike the last general manager, that this defense can indeed be top 10, and maybe even more than that. But again, you don't want to jump to too many conclusions. 414-799-1250. We'll hear from Aaron Rodgers coming up here in just a minute. Jeremy in Waukesha, you're next up on Green and Gold Overtime.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up?
Well, there's so many things I could say, but I'll stick with this. There is no reason that Packer fans should think that we won't win next week, because the Vikings defense is not as good as the Bears defense, and we should definitely put up some points there. And I mean, the only difference is their passing game's a little bit more dangerous, but our run defense was great tonight. It should be able to shut down or at least limit Dalvin Cook, and Kirk Cousins is not much better than Mitch Trubisky, in my opinion. So Packers are going to be starting off 2-0. They could probably go 4-0, really.
Well, that would be nice. That would be ideal. But I'm not going to bet on that. I'm not right now. Again,
I wouldn't bet, but.
Well, and I just, it all depends on where this offense goes next week against Minnesota and after that against Denver. Because, again, Denver, that's another good defense you're going to have to deal with. And Philadelphia as well, that's another good defense. So when you're trying to figure this out with a new system, the Packers are certainly going to be tested from a defensive standpoint. So, Jeremy, thanks for the call, man. Thanks for staying up late. And again, you guys can chime in if you want, 414-799-1250. Yeah, I mean, if you look at the Bears rushers tonight, between four different guys, 15 carries, 46 yards, a 3.1 average, that's it for Chicago. I mean, David Montgomery, 6 carries, 18 yards. Mike Davis, 5 carries, 19 yards. And they didn't really, I mean, they didn't let Tariq Cohen rush the ball. They passed it to him. He showed up 8 catches for 49 yards. Allen Robinson had the big night, 7 catches for 102 yards. But again, this defense, I talk about discipline. Everyone knew their assignments. Everyone knew exactly. I mean, there were several instances where every time Trubisky had the ball or he's able to dump it off to a running back, someone was there to watch him, spy on him, and then go after him, and then he had other Packers follow right after. And same thing in the passing game, too. These corners, these safeties, Jaire Alexander, we saw it. We saw it from Kevin King at times, Tony Brown. They were sticking to their receivers like glue. And there wasn't much they could have done. Not to mention they were watching Trubisky, and they were watching his eyes. It's really good to see. It's really good to see. I'm just so, so proud of this Packers defense. And yeah, you talk about a Viking defense next week. They're no slouch. Yeah, they underachieved last year. If you had the Vikings D on your fantasy football team like I did, you were probably surely disappointed with what they were putting out there last year. That defense is capable of bouncing back. But we'll see. We'll see if it's on the same level as what the Packers had to deal with tonight with that front seven of the Chicago Bears. Now, speaking of defense, Aaron Rodgers had a chance to talk with the media. The first thing I want to play for you is what was going on NBC right after the game. You might have caught this. Take a listen.
I had a couple real bad throws. We're off, out of sync at times, but we got a defense.
I was going to ask you about that. You've talked about it before, and to be on the sideline watching it unfold, what was that like for you?
Well, we kept saying in the huddle, like, hey, let's pick our defense up. Let's just get one drive together. And we backed up. We finally put together a drive, got a field goal out of it, but it didn't matter. I mean, those guys, Mike Pettine and his staff, unbelievable job. It's fun to watch. I mean, that was an incredible performance. Really happy for Matt, his first win as a head coach. We'll get better. You know, it's a long season. That's a great defense, and we got to get a lot better on offense. But I'll say it again, we got a defense.
Now, I might read into that just a little bit from Aaron Rodgers. He hasn't had many great defenses playing with him over the years. I mean, probably the last good defense that Aaron Rodgers had was the 2014 season where they blew up in the NFC Championship game. I mean, I don't even want to get into that because that's going to maybe hurt some feelings again, and I know no one wants to relive that. But that was probably the last legitimate defense they had. And then you got to go all the way back to the Super Bowl team in 2010. That defense was just unbelievable. But outside of that, this is part of the reason why the Packers don't have any more Super Bowl titles, because they haven't had a true defense, and you had a general manager in Ted Thompson that just didn't care. He didn't want to go out and sign anybody. Well, Gutekunst is not Ted Thompson, and it's obvious. The guys you sign, Za'Darius Smith, Preston Smith, Adrian Amos, they all showed up tonight. And if you look at the numbers for the defense, 5 sacks, including a sack and a half from Preston Smith, 4 tackles for loss. You had 9 pass defends, 11 quarterback hits. Not bad. And by the way, you only played really with one inside linebacker tonight in Blake Martinez. Ty Summers was not next to him. At times, they were using Raven Green as a hybrid. Otherwise, you just had one linebacker. And then it was the guys coming off the edge. Amazing stuff. Just amazing. Again, Packers win 10-3. So that was Aaron Rodgers on NBC. Now Aaron Rodgers had a chance to address the media after the game, and believe me, he was a little giddy.
It's certainly the key to Matt LaFleur's offense. That was Aaron Rodgers talking after the game tonight, and admits, yeah, this offense does need a lot of work. He knows it. I think the majority of us can accept that and deal with it because it's a new system. But it's going to be interesting here. These next 3 home games, none of these opponents here are slouches by any means. The key is, I'll take 2 out of 3. Give me 2 out of 3. Doesn't really matter to me how. 3-1 going into Dallas would be nice. 414-799-1250 is the phone number. You're more than welcome to chime in. It is Green and Gold Overtime here on The Fan. We're hanging out here for about another 25 minutes or so. We're going to talk with Bill Babytow Schmidt of the Wendy's Big Show. 2 to 6 here on The Fan, p.m., not a.m. Maybe someday we'll actually have an overnight show, I don't know. But Bill Babytow Schmidt, he's down in Soldier Field. Get his thoughts on the game. I know he was down in the locker room, so I'm sure there's some things he took away. And I'd be curious to know who his MVP is of tonight's Packers game. We put it out on Facebook and on Twitter. Facebook.com/1057FM The Fan. You can get in there, or at 1057FM The Fan on Twitter. At Radio Joe Sports is where you can follow me. Packers win tonight 10-3 over the Bears. A good way to start off the 100th season of the NFL. We'll have more of Green and Gold Overtime next here on The Fan.
We wanted to make Mitch play quarterback. We knew they had a lot of weapons. We knew they were dangerous. We knew all of those things, but we knew if we could make Mitch play quarterback that we'd have a chance.
Packers win 10-3. Welcome back. Green and Gold Overtime here on The Fan. Radio Joe Zanzola keeping you company. That quote right there was from Tremont Williams, who another guy tonight, I didn't even mention Tremont, he played his tail off. Man, he was all over the place. Remember that deep ball? Over to the sideline. Who was that? Allen Robinson trying to make that catch, and Tremont just pushes him out. Can't get both feet in. Great play from Tremont. He looked really good tonight. Well, that quote that you just heard, and I'll play it again.
We wanted to make Mitch play quarterback. We knew they had a lot of weapons. We knew they were dangerous. We knew all of those things, but we knew if we could make Mitch play quarterback, that we'll have a chance.
Well, that quote blew up on Twitter. It was slightly worded differently originally, but I think we all know what that means. It kind of reminds me, at least, of the old same old Jay from Charles Woodson.
Now, Mitch Trubisky's got a lot of room to improve. He does. Still a young quarterback. Saw some good things out of him last season. We're not sure how good Mitch Trubisky is really going to be. But the thing is, you wanted to make Mitch Trubisky uncomfortable. You wanted to put more pressure on him. Because if you were able to stop the run game, like you did, and you did on numerous drives, that you were going to have to force Mitch Trubisky to throw the football. Something that, at times, he cannot handle well. He was able to handle it well last year in that wild card game. Remember how that went? He actually put together a really good drive, and then that led to the double doink. But that was kind of the goal tonight. I think that was the goal from the very start. And for Tremont Williams to come out and say that, I think that is a loud statement. I mean, you just don't go out and say, yeah, we want that quarterback to go out there and throw. You don't do that unless you feel confident that that quarterback isn't ready for the test, isn't ready to go out there and make the big plays, a defense fearing a quarterback. It's not really the case with Mitch Trubisky. And that was a huge quote from Tremont Williams. I still think it's pretty big, even when you hear the exact quote. Crazy. Joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, live from Soldier Field, you can catch him on the Wendy's Big Show, 2 to 6 p.m. here on The Fan. He is Bill Baby Tausch Schmidt. What's going on, Baby Tausch?
Joe, what a game. What a win. It was a fun atmosphere, man. That tunnel, as those boys were walking out, some big dap getting given by Brian Gutekunst, especially to his three defensive guys who played huge tonight, Preston Smith, Za'Darius Smith, and then Adrian Amos. Who said that guy didn't take the ball away?
Right. You know, and that's the whole thing that's just been, it's been grinding my gears all offseason, is this whole debate on Ha-Ha Clinton Dix and Adrian Amos and who got the better deal. All I know is tonight, at the end of the day, it was kind of poetic justice to see Adrian Amos with the pick at the very end to ice it.
It really was, Joe. And you know what I loved about the move that they made to go get Adrian Amos is they had Darnell Savage. They had Savage in their sights, and they were going to get one of those safeties in the draft this year. They wanted to put somebody that was alignment, assignment, sound next to him, and that's exactly what Adrian Amos is. You can say what you want about his playmaking ability. You say what you want about it took him 800 snaps or whatever it was to get his first turnover. The guy knows where he's supposed to be, and he knows how to play the defense that Mike Pettine's putting out in front of him. That Packers defense tonight performed big, and talking to Kevin King a little bit after the game too, it was a mindset that they had, and obviously it's starting to leak out with the Tremont Williams comment of we wanted to make Mitch play quarterback. They made him play quarterback tonight, and I think exposed number 10 in the blue a lot more than they expected to.
Were you more impressed? Let's stick with the defense. Were you more impressed by what was being done up front from guys like Za'Darius Smith and Preston Smith and Kenny Clark, or were you more impressed by what the secondary was doing out there?
Joe, Kenny Clark was all over the field, wasn't he?
Oh, my God.
I mean, you watched him, and he was in the backfield. It felt like 60% of the snaps.
Right.
And for them to be able to move those guys around a couple of different times, I think you noticed the stunts that were going on, utilizing Rashawn Gary's speed and trying to get him inside, get the mismatch up against the guards. Za'Darius Smith is a mismatch inside, and you saw it early on. The Packers gave the Bears a couple of really short fields in the first quarter, and to play as bad as you did in the first quarter, and then to be able to lock it down for four quarters defensively, the offense, you know, did what they needed to do against the defense that's going to be top five in this league all year long. That's a really, really good Bears defense. And I know I'm not telling anybody any breaking news, but that's a hell of a Bears defense right there. And for you to be able to squeak out the points you did, they did just enough to win. But when you're able to disguise the coverages that they were doing today and just put pressure in the face of Mitch Trubisky, keep him in that pocket, good things are going to happen to you. And this team right now, there's a lot of confidence. They're the guys that were wearing white jerseys tonight.
Talking with Bill Baby Tausch Schmidt of the Wendy's Big Show. You can catch him 2 to 6. And believe me, it's going to be wall-to-wall Packer coverage tomorrow on The Fan, 6A to 6B. Keep it right here. This is where you want to be. Was there anything offensively tonight, Billy, that impressed you? I know that this is going to be a work in progress. I know we didn't see much from the running game, and that's going to be a huge emphasis in this system. But was there anything big, positive offensively that you really liked?
I really liked that they were utilizing Mercedes Lewis and taking what the defense was giving them at times in that rollout game. You saw Rodgers a couple of different times see Mercedes Lewis immediately open and get him the football. That route, when you're getting the ball 3-4 yards past the line of scrimmage, if that, you're the backside tight end on that rollout from Rodgers, you got to get him the ball, get it out of your hand quickly and put it in his hands and allow him to make some plays. They were utilizing everybody on the field, and I really liked that part of it. It showcased what this offense is going to be. It's a lot of misdirection, and if you didn't like the misdirection to use Davante Adams as the end-around guy on the ball to Marquez Valdes-Scantling there in the second quarter to really kickstart that first touchdown drive, Matt LaFleur said it, sometimes you just need a little bit of creativity, and they showcased that. The creativity part of it, I think, is the number one thing, and talking to a couple of scouts up here tonight at the game, that was really what the consensus was. The offense looked creative at points where it needed to be, and also aggressive at times as well. And LaFleur talked about maybe he needed to stick with the run a little bit earlier and really give it more of a chance. That Bears defense was stuffing up Aaron Jones. And I can't see linebackers with Danny Trevathan and Roquan Smith, a backer duo like that in the league, really shutting him down on a cutback as much as he was contained tonight. There's going to be bigger days for number 33, no doubt. And I think just the commitment to it, we saw Aaron Rodgers a lot of times taking control at the line of scrimmage. But I don't know about you, Joe. It definitely didn't seem like he was going and stepping out in those senses. It felt like it was well contained, well manipulated by the coaching staff of when he was utilizing the audibles.
Yeah, no question about it. Billy, before I let you go, MVP on this Packers team tonight, who would you give it to?
Oh, man, it's tough for me not to give it to Kenny Clark. That dude was all over the field. But I'm going to give the game ball to the man that, you know, he deserved to get that spot tonight. And that was Adrian Amos, man. That was sweet for him to be able to get that final interception and lock it down there. Just let him go. So I'm going to give it to number 31.
Awesome stuff. He is Bill Babytow Schmidt joining us from Chicago at Soldier Field covering the game. Part of the Wendy's Big Show. You can check him out 2 to 6 p.m. here on The Fan. So they're breaking it down tomorrow. And, oh, by the way, they got two former Green Bay Packers on the show as well, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, indeed. Babytow, thank you so much. Go get some sleep.
Take it easy, Joe. See you tomorrow.
All right, and he joined us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, we'll look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935. On the other side, let's go inside that locker room. Let's hear from some more Packers. This is Green and Gold Overtime. I'm Radio Joe Zanzola. Packers win 10-3.
Pretty interesting graphic just popped up, and Trubisky goes down. All season long in the 16 games, they were penalized 12 times last year for holding. Already 3 tonight and a half.
Well, for Mitch Trubisky, he just got introduced to the newest member of the Green Bay Packers, Za'Darius Smith, and he had 8.5 sacks a year ago with Baltimore. And these two outside linebackers have been really good so far here in the first half.
Oh, indeed. Had highlight courtesy of NBC Sports. Al Michaels, Chris Collinsworth on the call. It's Green and Gold Overtime here on The Fan. Radio Joe Zanzola with you. Packers win 10-3 over the Bears at Soldier Field to kick off the inaugural 100th season of the NFL. Yeah, Za'Darius Smith, really good tonight. He talked with the media afterwards. Some good stuff there, Za'Darius Smith, after the game with our very own Mike Clemens. Kenny Clark was another guy who just played out of his mind. Stuff in the run. He was everywhere, up the middle. He talked with the media. Yeah, I mean, really, you talk about a performance like that, it can only get better. It has to get better. Packers are going to need this defense, especially in the first 4 weeks of the season, all hinging on what this offense is going to do. Now, speaking of the offense, we saw this offensive line on the first three drives just get blown up by the Bears front seven. Then they settled down a little bit, and they did a better job containing the likes of guys like Khalil Mack, Leonard Floyd, Akeem Hicks, Lane Taylor after the game. Our very own Mike Clemens in the locker room talking with Lane Taylor. My thanks to Evan Heffelfinger producing, Bill Babytow Schmidt as well for coming on the show. This has been Green and Gold Overtime. It's been fun. Packers win 10-3, and hey, in 5 hours, Chuck and Winkler here on The Fan, they will continue to break it down, and we've got you live and local. Packers and Bears, this is where you need to be. I'm Radio Joe Zanzola. Enjoy the rest of your night. Get a little sleep, why don't you?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.